Half past seven. Shall we hear again from the Ramblers? Let's head back to Butley, where we'll meet another team member from the Ramblers.
Hello, I'm Tony Strange. I started the West Mendip Walkers some 6.5 years ago. We're a subgroup of the Mendip Ramblers, so we're part of the national organisation, and did so because a lot of the walks I found were in the east of the county. You were having to drive 30, 40 minutes before you even found your start point. To be honest, they weren't doing the sort of walks that I was interested in.
Can you explain a bit more about that? What are you interested in that they weren't doing?
Their walks were a lot slower, they were a lot shorter, they were less interesting in the sense that a lot of them were fairly flat walks. A walk to me has to involve a hill, several hills preferably. So I advertised in the Cheddar Axbridge area and I found two or three like-minded people from very small beginnings. We now have about 40 people on the circulation list. Today was a good example. We ended up with 16 people on the walk. Last week had 20. It's becoming quite typical. The other walks, when I first started walking in Somerset, we'd have 40 or 50 people on the walk, and that's one of the reasons why it was so slow. And we walk at a reasonable pace, meaning somewhere between 2.5 and 3 miles an hour. So we're not for the faint-hearted.
Hardcore, some of that, then. You wouldn't be able to turn up on your first day and crack straight on with it.
No, and that's why we have a short walk one Thursday afternoon, and the following week we'll have an all-day walk. So people can train, get used to us by coming out on an afternoon, working out whether they like the group, frankly, whether they fit in with the people that are already there. We're a very friendly group. And we don't lose too many people, sort of show for one day and are gone forever. Over the years, we've been attracting more and more people. And as they join, if they walk with us 3 times, I insist on them becoming members of the Ramblers, because Ramblers maintain the paths. Shortly after that, I said, well, please give some consideration to when you're going to lead a walk. Because I don't subscribe to the view that people come along, they just walk with us and don't contribute to the walks by leading a walk at some point. Now, that doesn't mean to say that we throw people in at the deep end. We will take them out and explain to them what we're looking for on a walk, how to use a compass, how to use a map, or even use a GPS if they prefer it. We do a recce with them, so that they're comfortable with leading the walk when it comes to their turn. I've had about 99% success in getting people to lead the walks.
That's brilliant, isn't it? And I suppose it makes people feel more involved as well. Yes. They feel they've got a duty almost. And I suppose that improves their reliability on turning up and how they feel with the group.
We don't say to people, you've got to turn up every week. Obviously, certain things intervene. But we find we have a fairly regular hardcore of people. Andrew is an example of it. And many of the people who are here today are the hardcore.
Do people pay?
No.
To be part of the Ramblers or to come on the walks?
They have to pay an annual subscription to be a member of the Ramblers. But they do not pay to walk with us. We don't make any charge at all.
Yeah, I suppose it doesn't really cost you that much to put on a walk, does it really,
I suppose? No, the only cost is getting to and from, and we encourage car sharing as well. We go as far as Bempster, down into Wiltshire, into Dorset. As Andrew said, we go to Devon as well. So car sharing becomes fairly normal. We repay each other by buying them a cup of tea and a cake, perhaps.
You've got a tea and a cake there next to you, ready to go, because we've just finished this walk, haven't we, around the Charlton Adam and Butley area. Why do you do it? What is it about walking that you love? Why did you said you wanted to set up a group, but what was the love of walking for you?
I've always been active. I've always played sport, rugby, cricket, tennis, golf, badminton, you name it. I didn't have much of an opportunity because I worked overseas, and you just don't go walking in the tropics in Thailand or Malaysia or places like that.
A bit different to Butley.
Very different. Yeah. And I've had a dog, so I go out every day. I like the exercise. I like the discipline that gives you. And why do I do it? Because I've become too old to play rugby or cricket and what have you. It's the next best thing. I cannot abide sitting indoors on my chaff doing nothing.
This is probably not good for your chaff among anything else. No. We're in Butley today. This is just finished here. And this tea room, I'm hoping I might have a chat with the owner
Please
in a moment.
Do.
But she opens up specially for you on these days, doesn't she?
We came along and did a recce several months ago, not for today, but for another walk that we had from Butley. And we chatted to the people in the village and said, is there a tea room? They said, well, as it happens, yes. Jade and her husband have just opened up a tea room. They're not open full time. They told us where they were. We came along, had a word with Jade, explained to her what we were doing, and was there any chance that she might be able to open up for us? And she said, yes, as long as you let me know how many people are likely to turn up, which we did. She baked some cakes specially for us, and this is the third time in here.
You clearly enjoy it. I'll let you get on. You've got a big slice of cake and a big mug of tea. You need that, I'm guessing.
Oh, well, it's a nice way to finish a walk.
Well, warm up. Get yourself, get that tea down, you, and we'll catch up with Jade, hopefully.
Thanks, Charlie. Okay.
Tony Strange, who set up the West Mendip Ramblers. Great to hear from him. Great to meet the other Ramblers as well. Some of them were quite shy. So these two were put forwards to have a chat with me. It's more of a... they were sort of forced into it. But no, it was fine. They were very happy to do it.